Good evening. I always have a couple of messages rolling around in my head. And I had two, and I've known that I was going to share tonight for quite a while. And I was having a hard time settling on which message to bring. And I went to the Lord, and I said, Lord, which of these messages is for Saturday? And he said, neither. And I'm like, okay, I'm all right with that. But what would you like to happen on Saturday? And this is what he said to me. He said, I'm going to prepare a pool for you. And as soon as I heard that, and even tonight, every time I think about it, I start crying. Because God said he's going to prepare a pool for us tonight. And in Scripture, when I think about a pool, I think about the pool of Bethesda, where the man said to Jesus, no one's here to help me in. That's why I'm not healed. When the angels would come and stir the water, people would go into the pool and they would be healed. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to make a pool for you tonight. I don't want you to preach, because I'm going to make a pool for you tonight. A pool of healing and a pool of restoration. I'm just going to cry through all of it, I'm sure. And it doesn't matter what needs to be healed. If it's your body, he wants to heal your body. If it's relationships, he wants to heal relationships. If it's your heart or your soul that are wounded, he wants to heal that. He wants to heal your pocketbook and your checkbook and your bank account. Wherever you have a need, he wants to heal tonight. And we can sit on the edge of the pool, or we can determine in our hearts, Lord, I'm going in. And we don't need anyone to help us, because Jesus is that pool, really, and we all have him. And he's welcoming us tonight to come in, to soak in him. Water does a lot of other things. It quenches our thirst, doesn't it? And it cleanses us. And it refreshes us. And it relaxes us. And I shared with the intercessors before the meeting what I felt God was saying. And we started, all of us, getting pictures of there being an angelic presence here. And that they have gifts for us. Gifts of healing. And other things. I don't know. There's nothing I can do to make this happen. Either God is going to show up and do it, or he's not. But I think he is. And he gave me a scripture in Ephesians to read tonight. More than once. You'll be hearing it throughout the evening. And I want you to soak this in. And the last time I read it, I don't want you to look at it. I just want you to listen to it when I read it tonight. But it's in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. And I called Keith to kind of give him a heads up, knowing he'd be leading worship tonight. And I said, Keith, God wants to do something different. And praise God, we don't have to do the same thing every week. We have the freedom and the liberty to do whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And everybody's okay with that. I had shared with Al before he left town. I said, he's like, great. When we stand up here and say, this is a church led by the Holy Spirit, we mean that. That it may not be different, that it may be different every week. And Keith said, it's really amazing because Lisa and I have been in the book of Ephesians. And then today, Ron called me to pray for the service, and I told him, I think we're doing something different tonight. And I explained to him what the Lord had put on my heart, and he said, that's amazing. I've been in the book of Ephesians all week. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established. So tonight, we're going to pray, and then I'm going to read this scripture to you. And I want to encourage you to be free, because I believe God is preparing a pool. And if you need an outward expression of that, please take your liberty to come up and sit on the floor, lay on the floor, sit on the steps. You do whatever it is that you feel the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do. And if it's to just receive in your seat, do that. But will you be willing to do whatever God asks you to do? To be free tonight, to receive what God has said he has for us in this place tonight. It means us surrendering to it. Like I said before, there's not one thing I can do to make it happen. And there's not one thing you can do to make it happen. The only thing God is saying is, will you surrender? Will you come and sit and be refreshed with me? Will you listen to my word and let it change your life? So, Father, I thank you for the place you've prepared for us tonight to meet with you. And Father, I surrender to that. And Lord, I pray and thank you for the angelic presence that's here. But Lord, we don't want anything from anybody but you tonight. And so, Lord, every spirit of distraction and detraction and anything that would rise up to try and break our hearing from you, Lord, we just condemn it and we cast it out now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would have your way here tonight. Lord, you're preparing a pool for us. And I pray, oh God, that we would receive everything you are offering us tonight. And Father, I pray that the passages in your word that I'm reading tonight would soak in deeply. Lord, that we would be able to hear and to receive and to believe what your word says. Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14. Please don't look it up, just listen. This is in the Passion Translation. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on the earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strengths flood your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. In the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you to accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifested through time and eternity. Amen. Please, as I said, take your liberty. If you want to come up here as a symbol of entering into the pool, I want you to be free to do that.
We enter in. results up to you. We leave the results up to you. But we will break through. We will break through. We leave what it looks like up to you. We leave what it looks like and feels like to you. But we will break through.
Changing, your love is a man. my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me.
Hallelujah.
For those of you who weren't here at the beginning, the Lord had said that tonight he was going to meet us in a special way, and he had made a pool for us. Some of us are enjoying the water. So please feel free. And what Keith just said is, this is a time for rejoicing because the waters are stirring. Even now I can feel them stirring. So the thing that you need, start rejoicing and thanking God for it even now before you experience it.
In the world we see it before we believe it. But we are not in the world. That is, we are not of this world. So we believe it before we see it. We give thanks before we see it in us. For my righteous ones will live by faith. So my righteous ones will rejoice.
Oh,
light is fading, it is broken.
I hear the Lord saying that He's reversing the course of aging in some of us. I receive that, Lord, in Jesus' name, that our strength will be renewed, Lord, that we will rise up, Lord, that our age will make no difference. Lord, we will be strong for You and strong in You, Lord God, until we take our last breath. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I hear diabetes is being healed. Low and high blood sugar both is being healed in Jesus' name. In all forms of dermatitis and skin ailments, psoriasis and eczema, things like that, God's going to reverse even osteoarthritis. The things just from wear and tear and age, that He's going to strengthen muscles, joints, and tendons in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. We receive it, Father. The water is moving. Receive it.
Thank You.
Jesus, You're the healer. Jesus, You're the healer. Love is a revival, fire that sets me free. Jesus, You're the healer. Jesus, You're the healer. Oh, Jesus, You're the healer. Your love is a revival.
temptation, every regret, everything that's kept you bound to the past, we sever that now. We say again, it's under the blood. It shall not be allowed to torment you any longer. All guilt and shame and condemnation, be gone in Jesus' name.
pieces, put me back together. You are the
verse, your love, it makes me sing. I keep hearing the Lord saying over us, his love, it makes me. Without his love, I am nothing. His love, it makes me. It might make you sing, it might make you dance, it might do all kinds of things, make you an overcomer, but it's his love that made you.
Going to take communion in just a minute, and I've heard the Lord all evening say he's inviting us to his table. So when you come up and get the elements, we're going to just stay together as a family. He's pulling all of our pieces back. I've been hearing like clicking. He's been pulling us back together when we thought we'd lost us. He knew where we were. And he's calling back all of the pieces to make us whole once again. Let me read this a second time. Please just listen. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on the earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you to accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and that all will yet be manifested through time and eternity. Amen. Please come up and get the elements and stay at the table together. Thank you.
So good, Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. We rest here at your table. Lord, you are so good. So good, we rest at your table, Lord. You are so good, you are so good, we rest at your table, you are so good, you are so good. Thank you.
Wrap me in your arms.
where I'm found. Anywhere else I'd be lost, but I'm found in your arms.
I believe that the Father wants to heal father issues now. If there are unresolved issues that you've had with your father, if you've had a struggle calling God your father, if you've been rejected by your father, if your father has left, the perfect Father wants to heal your heart from where you've been disappointed and let down and wounded by your father. He's wrapping you in his arms, healing every place of trauma. Letting you see him correctly, not through the eyes of another man, but as he is, your perfect heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray that you'd go deep within each person, Lord, that has been wounded by their dad, has been rejected or disappointed. And I pray, oh God, that you'd go deep, Lord, even to places that haven't been visited in years, that even tonight in this pool of healing that you would go deep and that you would heal, Lord God, that you would bring the healing that only you can bring. Lord Jesus, I hear the Lord saying to all of us, I am your Father, and I love you, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you, and I will never reject you. I am a good Father. I am a perfect Father, and I'm proud of you. Just as you are. I love you just as you are. Thank you.
I am. You wrap me in your arms. You are the place where I'm changed, and shut me out of your heart. You never don't have enough time. You always have your eye on me. Loving, welcoming, calling, drawing, loving, seeing, you see depths of my heart. You see the life that you planted deep inside that I have not even found yet. You see it all, even the deep places. You see the glory have deposited deep inside me. And you say, that's mine, that one's mine. I recognize that, that's my glory. You see, you are not who you suppose yourself to be. You are actually a splinter of God Himself, His image, His glory. When He sees you, He sees Himself. He says, that's my glory, that's my beauty. He is not fazed even one bit by the lies of the enemy who whispers and tells us who we are. He is not distracted for one moment by the headwinds, but He invites us above them into this place where the enemy cannot encroach. This love relationship, this intimacy where the enemy cannot approach. The place where I am yours and you are mine. My plans for you are far beyond what you have imagined. Where I am yours and you are mine. Nothing withheld.
I believe there's one more thing that God wants to heal tonight. He's just lavished us with His love. He just sang through Keith a love song to us. And He is a good father, and one of a father's duties is to provide for their children. And I felt there were several here that need healing in their finances. And God wants to heal that. He wants to pour out, and He's been speaking to me personally, and I feel it's for all of us that there is a season coming of great breakthrough in our finances. Not just for us, but for the kingdom's sake. So that we can further the kingdom of God. So I'm going to ask you by faith, if that's you that needs a breakthrough in your finances, that you just lift your purse or your checkbook or your wallet or something up to God. Father, your word says we have not because we ask not. And Lord, you've just spoken to us all night about how much you love us and how you want to heal us. And Father, we live in this world where we have to have money. And Lord, we don't want it out of balance, and we don't want it to squander or for frivolous things. But Lord, you have promised that you are our provider. And so, Lord, we're asking tonight by faith for an increase in our finances, Lord God. Father, to be able to meet the needs of our families and those around us, but Lord, above and beyond that, to use our funds for your kingdom, oh God, to bless other people, Father, to sow in to lives, Lord God, with whatever they need. And so, Lord, we pray tonight against a poverty spirit, Lord, that's settled down around your people, Father. And we pray, oh God, that you would just pour out your provision upon your children, Lord. pour it out upon your children, Lord God. And we thank you by faith, Lord. We pray, Father, that there will be testimonies of what you've done tonight. Lord, in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls, in our finances, in our relationships, in our hearts, Lord, you've called us to the pool and we've come and you've done something. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that you've been with us tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Going to read this again. This time you can read along. We come humbly before you in awe tonight, Lord. You, the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. You who are our perfect Father. Father of every father and every child in heaven and on this earth. And Lord, we pray that you would unveil within each of us the unlimited riches of your glory and your favor until we feel supernatural strength flooding our innermost being with your divine might and your explosive power. We pray and release that tonight, Lord God. We call it down from heaven. We pray, Father, for your divine might and your explosive power to come into our lives, Lord, just as your word has said. And Father, that you would stir up faith within us, that we would believe that the life of Christ Jesus will be released deep inside us. Lord, that your love would be released deep inside us, and that we would find a resting place in that. And that it would become the very source and the very root of our lives. Your love, God. Your love would be the very root and the very source of our lives. And Father, we pray that we will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions, Lord, without boundaries, that we would know how deeply intimate and far-reaching your love is, how enduring and how inclusive it is, endless love, endless, no end to your love, Lord. Beyond measurement, and we can't understand it, that this extravagant love would pour into each one of us until we are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Do you want the fullness of God overflowing in your life? Lord, we want the fullness of God overflowing in our lives. You said it in your word. It's possible. Do it, Lord God. The fullness of you overflowing in our lives. And we will not doubt. Father, we stand against every bit of unbelief that says it can't happen, that nothing happened tonight, that it was just a nice time together. But Lord, we don't doubt that you are here and that you have moved. And your power can accomplish everything you have promised us tonight. and that you will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. What's your greatest request? What is it? What is your greatest request? What is your most unbelievable dream? What will exceed your wildest imagination? He can accomplish all of that. It says not only will he accomplish it, he will outdo it. For his miraculous power constantly energizes us. We need your energy, Lord. We want your power to energize us. Not our coffee in the morning, Lord God, not our run, not anything, but you energizing us. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're yet to do. And Lord, that this praise will rise from every church in every generation. Lord, for as long as man has been on earth, there's a convergence of all this praise coming to you, even this night. Lord, we join with those who were and those who will be, Lord, outside of time, and we praise you. The praise that rises from every church and every generation and all that will yet be manifested through time and eternity, because it's not going to end here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If we could have one more song. Let's just really praise him and thank him for meeting us here tonight. Lisa.
Parents love to meet needs of their kids.
Hang on just a second, Pam.
There's a satisfaction that comes when a parent can meet their kids' needs. There's a delight that comes when they can give their wants. But their joy is to give them a surprise, something that they never asked for. Maybe they didn't even know they ever needed. And that is the heart of God. And so, raise your expectation. He's been revealing his very heartbeat to us tonight. Would we dare believe that he loves us so much? That he would go beyond our needs, beyond our wants, and that he has surprises in store for us? Raise your expectation. I felt like there were unopened gifts left here tonight, and that the Lord wants you to say to him, I want everything that you're giving to me. I don't even know what it all could be. But don't leave tonight without opening up your arms and your heart and say, Papa, thank you for everything that I don't even know I want or need, and I receive it.
Like him, the lion and the lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Who is like him, the lion and the lamb. Every ocean goes to the Lord of hosts.
what he has. Oh, so great is his love for us. He wants to pour it all out. We have no idea how full his love is for us. Oh, so we open up our arms and
of the earth, of the angels and the saints.